Friday Mass is not celebrated. But the Eucharist, which is consecrated at the Mass of the Last Supper, is reserved to be distributed on that day. This is a fairly recent thing that has happened, but it is very highly significant because the Eucharist is a sign of when you see the bread separated from the wine in the cup, that's a sign of death. But we also know that the Eucharist is only made present to us because of the resurrection. So on this day, we're receiving our Lord entirely, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the consecrated bread, which joins us with him in his passion, because it was his passion and his resurrection that makes it possible for us to celebrate the Eucharist today. And you know, we're not just spectators at these events. What our Lord did years and years ago is made present to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's made present to us as real as it was then in every church, cathedral, hut where Mass is being celebrated, in jungles, in desert places, in cities, in towns, in villages, in obscure places, amongst people who are persecuted for their faith. All of these wonderful realities of Christ's great love for his people are being made present in all those circumstances. God is with us. We were reminded about that at Christmas. And it's almost as if Emmanuel, God is with us, was the first Easter proclamation. God is with us throughout every moment of our lives. He's alongside us. He's there supporting us. He's there with us as we suffer and as we exult in great joy. So it's a wonderful celebration. Good Friday, of course, recalls in that very special way those final hours of our Lord's life, the cruelty of what happened to him, and which our Holy Father, the Pope Francis, on Palm Sunday that has just passed, reminded us that we can all be mirrored in the many players that we encounter in the Passion, in Judas who betrayed him. The Holy Father said, who are you in relation to this story? Who am I in relation to what is going on? Am I a Judas? Am I like the high priest who wants to get rid of Jesus because he's a complete embarrassment? Am I like the people who jeer and spit at him, who couldn't care less, who think it's rather funny to poke fun at him? Am I like those who are cruel to him, who betray him? Am I like those who deny him, turn my back on him? So that great drama is taking place with all the churches where finally after the reading of the Passion, when we pray for all the people of the world looking towards God for their conversion, even the greatest of sinners, we finally come to the cross to venerate it, because we know that this tree on which our Lord hung brought salvation to the whole world. Of course, it compares so with such great contrast to the tree of life in the Garden of Paradise, which brought sin into the world. Now this tree was the means whereby sin was being taken out of the world. Death was being overcome. It wasn't a final act. It was something more. We were being offered the chance of eternal life. And then, to finish it all, we receive the most sacred body of Christ in Holy Communion. What a gift, what a very powerful moment this is in the life of the Church.